النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor and trustee to the final messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the esteemed son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam, and he was the grandson of His Eminence, the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the financial epicenter of the Shias. Many countless Muslims paid their allegiance to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and so he received many legal dues and monies from across the Muslim world, and then he distributed these in a just, fair, and Islamic manner. But on the other hand, the Abbasid caliphs of his era exploited the economy of the Muslim Ummah to satisfy their carnal pleasures. They spent the wealth of Muslims wastefully upon singers and dalliers. The red knights of the Abbasid caliphs in Baghdad and Samarra were full of all things that Allah prohibited, and these Abbasid caliphs absolutely turned their backs to the Islamic principles and indulged in haram pleasures and lusts. And it was against all this that, as a beacon of light, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam stood up against the darkness promoted by the Abbasid caliphs.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
So, dear friends, we're talking about a dialogue which we had started in an earlier program, and this is a dialogue that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had with one of his companions. His companions had come up to His Eminence and had asked him for some pieces of advice. Now, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam responded to this question and this request of the companion by narrating him a tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, who himself had given four pieces of advice. Now, in a previous program, we had talked about how knowledge is a worthy inheritance and how morals are graceful garments. These are the two first pieces of advice that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave, that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is talking and telling and relaying to his companion. The other two is that pondering is a clear mirror, meaning reflection, thinking, contemplation deeply is a clear mirror, meaning when you're in trouble, when you are facing, you know, a split in the road where there's two ways you can go, but you can only choose one. When you're choosing between good and bad, when you're trying to figure out what to do with your life, the best thing, of course, along with seeking advice and counsel from reliable and trustworthy people, is to reflect and ponder over a matter. And inshallah, when you ask the Almighty Allah for help, Allah will help us to be able to come to a conclusion, to be able to see what is the right path. And so thus, it is a very clear mirror. Sometimes this can be also interpreted in another way, and that is not just to ponder about the different things that are happening outside, but about the things that are happening inside. So I'm talking about the things that are happening inside us. You know, when we think about ourselves, when we think about our past, when we think about the things we have done, when we think about, you know, the good things we have done, when we balance these two, we very clearly can see, you know, have we done more good in our life or have we done more bad in our life? This, therefore, becomes a clear mirror. And this mirror is what will help us to see what we need to do today and moving forwards. So if we realize that we've done a lot of bad things, or even if we've done some bad things, we should reflect over this and then we should, you know, regret it and be ashamed for disobeying the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loves us so much, and ask for forgiveness and move forward. And if we have done good things, well, we thank the Almighty Allah for the grace to allow us and help us to do good things, and we ask the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do more good things and to give us the grace and the tawfiq to be able to do better things in our lives until the day we die. And so this pondering is truly a clear mirror which will guide us if the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us in this endeavor. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir.
/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.